Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Happy week before Christmas. I'm very excited. We have a great show for you today. Katie Cazorla is here. She's going to be recapping Vanderpump Rules with me. We'll bring her out in just a minute, and then we'll take a quick break, and then I'll recap The Real Housewives of Atlanta because we missed the last couple weeks of Atlanta. There's just so many shows to get to. And we haven't even gotten a chance to talk about 90 Day Fiancé. I'm loving this season of 90 Day Fiancé, although I think I'm, like, worried all of the men on that show are going to eventually murder some of us. I'm not sure who exactly. Like, maybe they're significant others. Maybe some of us listening. I don't quite know. But I do worry. Like, I worry about all of them. Asuelo, whatever the fuck his name is. I'm literally having nightmares about him. Like, I'm waking up in a cold sweat thinking he's just going to, like, drop that baby. Like, I'm very nervous about it. But 90 Day Fiancé is fantastic. It's like, but we have so many shows. There's so many housewives. But now Dallas and Orange County are out of the way, so we can focus on what's important, which is Vanderpump Rules. Before I bring out Katie, though, I do want to say our holiday schedule. We had a new episode earlier this week, and that was a Love Actually pop dive. So it was an episode dedicated exclusively to the movie Love Actually. So if you're into that sort of thing, give that a listen. Then there will be a new episode on Thursday. So check that out. Thursday's episode will not be Housewives related. However, if all goes to plan, it will be a truly iconic episode. It'll be like an Everything Iconic Christmas special, if all goes to plan. So fingers crossed. But that'll be Thursday. Then I will be taking some time off. We'll have one new bonus episode before the new year. And then I will be off. All of our regularly scheduled episodes will be off until the new year. So I'm taking a little break. I'm going back to Ohio to visit my family. They're all in Solon and Aurora, Ohio. So I'm excited to see them. I hope everyone's gotten their Christmas shopping done. I love a candle, you guys, and I just want to mention real quickly, Bijou Candles sent me some candles, and this is not an advertisement. This is just, they sent me some candles, and I love them. So if you're looking for, I don't know, a nice housewarming gift, check them out. Bijou Candles. I'm so, so gay for a candle. And speaking of gay, they're run by, it's an LGBT-friendly company, so check them out. Also, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, I am on Cameo, which is so gross to say, you guys. It's like me and Steve Lodge over there. But if anyone's looking for a Cameo, go to cameo.com/Danny Pellegrino. And then please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. And then if you do want new episodes throughout the end of the year, you can head on over to the Everything Iconic Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/everythingiconic, click the Become a Patron button, and for $4 or more per month, you get access to all of the bonus episodes, and you help support this podcast. And there's some really great Housewives recaps over there. So, you know, there's Scary Island, there's the New Jersey christening, there's the New Jersey prostitution whore? There's that over there. All sorts of goodies. So it'll get you through the end of the year if you need some Everything Iconic in your life. So one more thing I do want to say. If you like this podcast, please rate and review on iTunes. Or if you listen on Stitcher, it'd be great if you head on over to stitcher.com/everythingiconic and rate the show. Gosh, I'm sorry for all of that self-promotion. How gross. You know, when I do self-promotion on Instagram, I like to include a picture of a hot shirtless man. I'll say, like, listen to the podcast, and then I'll just have, like, a half-naked male model. And I wish I can, like, I wish audibly I could send you guys a half-naked male model. Like, I wish that's something I could do. Like, a hot guy in a Santa outfit. You know, in lieu of that, I just encourage you all to hop on Google and Google Ryan Phillippe shirtless Santa. So that's my recommendation. Okay, I want to bring out Katie and get to Vanderpump Rules because it was a wonderful week. We got beer cheese in the making. So let's bring out Katie. So Katie Cazorla, you guys might recognize, she was on a show called Nail Files. She was on Second Wives Club, which was on E! She's on Home and Family. She's also married to a literal icon, you guys. Like a literal, I saw them out at Tom Tom's a couple weeks ago. And I could not stop talking to her husband. Her husband is Walter Afanasieff. Now, Walter, you guys might not recognize the name, but Walter co-wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You with Mariah Carey. Like, it's those two that are credited on the song. He also co-wrote Hero with her. He co-wrote Butterfly with her. Like, literally all of the songs that we grew up with, he produced My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. He's worked with all the greats, and like, he literally co-wrote so many of Mariah's songs. When I saw them out at Tom Tom's, like, I literally cornered Walter and just was like, tell me about Mariah. Like, what happened with J-Lo? Tell me the story about Tommy Mottola. But he co-wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You, which we hear 100 times a day right now. So Katie is married to him, and I'm going to get Walter on the show too. But anyway, please enjoy. And then again, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll recap the Real Houses of Atlanta. Okay, guys, I'm here with Katie Cazorla. Katie, how are you doing?
Good. I'm just sucking down my coffee, aka vodka and coffee.
Well, also, I'm drinking something that I've never even had before, a Celsius. Do you know what that is? It's like a energy drink.
I do. I feel like it's, for me, it's not enough. I need like, you know, the heroin of drinks. So I do like full on sugar Red Bulls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, I normally do a Capri Sun, which is like, makes me insane, but I feel like this is even stronger, and I just found it in the fridge. It's expired. Literally, in the bottom of it, it's like expired.
I don't know if I would risk that.
Too late, Katie. So, Katie, we met at the Golden Crappies for the first time, and it's like the Watch What Crappens.
It's the Watch They're What like, Crappens Awards, kind of like the Housewives Awards on Watch What Happens, but way funner.
Right, way more fun. And then a couple weeks ago, we had drinks at Tom Tom.
Yes.
Which, that was my first time at Tom Tom.
Oh my gosh, what did you think?
I loved it. I really liked it. Out of all her properties, I thought it was the best decor.
Yeah.
And the drinks were all really great.
The drinks. Did
dangerous.
You, did you do that shot with the buzzy little thing? What was that?
It was like a buzz. I always want to say Busby, but I'm meaning a Busby Berkeley. I'm so gay. It was like a buzzard shot or something.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Like a, or a buzz. Wait, was it a Busby?
Maybe.
I think Tom called it a Busby.
Yeah. And apparently it's like a thing you can order. It's off the menu that they have there.
I have to tell you, I'm not a fan of that little vegetable thingy or whatever it was. The herb or the thing you eat that buzzes in your mouth.
Oh, right. Did you feel like the next day like you were tingly? I did.
If by throwing up you mean tingly, then yes, I did.
We were drinking a lot. Like I woke up actually like still drunk, and then I was like, oh, wait, I'm not. Like the hangover kicked in later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even hungover until like day three.
So. Right. Now, Katie, we're going to run through the episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
In excruciating detail.
Let's do it.
Now, have you always watched the show?
So not in the beginning. I didn't, because I felt like it was going to be one of those MTV type shows, you know, where it's like young kids and they get drunk in hot tubs like Jersey Shore. And I've been down that route. So I kind of was like, I'm out. But then I met Ariana and we became friends. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch her. I'm going to watch her on TV.
Now, do you find that she's different in real life than she's on TV? Or how do you think she's portrayed on television?
Okay. So I feel on television, they get like the most matter of fact parts of her. Mm-hmm. But I think Ariana's like, first of all, she's gorgeous. I mean, right. It's like crazy. She'll be like, oh, I feel like shit. And I'm like, oh, wait, can we swear?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. I'm from New York. Like, fuck is like every other word for me, right. But I'm curbing it.
Don't curb it at all, please. Like, the more swearing, the better.
It's just such a good word to use. Like, this is so fucking exciting. Or, oh my God, I feel like such fucking shit.
100%.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
100%. Anyway.
So, yeah, I think she's just one of those people who every girl has a girlfriend like her for a reason. Like, she's matter of fact. She's gorgeous. She's fun. She's funny. She's just all around a great person. And I feel like since there's so many cast members, they don't get to always show the best parts of everybody because nobody wants to see that. That's like boring. They want to see the drama shit, you know?
Right.
But now I watch it and how do I have opinions?
Right. So jumping right in. So this episode opened with that Katie James fight. James was being an asshole and called her fat or said something about the shorts.
Yeah, where he's like, look at yourself. Those aren't flattering. You don't look flattering. Like, I can't even look at his face, honestly. I really, like, he's the type of person that I would like risk jail time just to fucking punch as hard as I can.
I feel like everyone agrees. Like, right? It's truly like shocking. But on some level, like I think he's good for the show. But like when he crosses a line, like I usually think he's good for the yeah. show when he's like just his nutty self or whatever. But when he crosses a line like that, where it's just like, I'm not even finding this entertaining. Like he's just being a complete asshole.
Yeah. Like he's the type of friend that at first you're like, oh, James. And then you're like, oh, James. And then you're like, oh, fuck James.
Right. I'm wondering, and I'm a little worried that this whole season's going to be like about everyone hating James.
I mean, should I do like a spoiler sort of thing? Of okay. course. Oh my God.
Turn off if you don't want the spoilers.
Yeah. So if you don't want something ruined, don't listen for like 2 seconds. So the birthday party of Ariana and Stassi, because I'm friends with Ariana. She's like, hey, it's my birthday. Do you want to come? Blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. But when things are on camera, like I'm a little hesitant because I don't want to be an extra on Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
But this is my girlfriend, so I want to support her. So I showed up and I remember looking around and I'm like, wait, where's James? And they were like, oh, he's not invited to this party.
So yeah, he's on the outs.
Yeah, I think for every single thing that kind of happens this season that I've noticed, he has never been at anything.
Yeah. You know, I went to Tom and Jax's birthday, like the roller skating
yeah.
thing.
Oh yeah, I saw you there. But oh, we yeah. didn't kind of yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was there. I like left early, but I was there for a little bit. And
Walter went.
Was he there?
He wore his this jacket that he kept. It was a handmade jacket where he won his first Grammy, and oh it's like God. Super cheesy, like disco-y.
I'm in love with Walter, who's your significant other, and I at Tom Tom's. I totally bombarded him. We talked about this before the show, but he literally co-wrote the greatest song of all time, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." Like, well, he, I mean, he's a genius and hero. I mean, like, I could go on and on.
But I think my favorite is "Anytime You Need a Friend."
I was going to ask you. I ask literally every guest their favorite Mariah song, and literally like every single guest.
Or I don't know the name of it, but it's that song, maybe Can't Take That Away From Me.
Right.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, that's the name of it. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Anyways,
but also like what the fuck, like your significant other literally wrote these songs. Like that's crazy.
It's crazy. I can't even imagine. Everywhere this Christmas, like everywhere. Target, I was at the Grove, anywhere we've gone in LA, I'm sure it's like this everywhere. At least hear his song 5 times a day.
Yeah. It was,
I'm like, you made $3 at this Target in Van Nuys.
I always wonder, like, what do you make off of something like that a year? Like, because every year, it just reached its highest peak on the Billboard Hot 100 today. Like, number 6 out of every song, not just Christmas songs. We're talking every popular song
right now. Yeah, Cardi B and Halsey, and then Walter's 24-year-old song.
Like, fucking incredible. It's insane.
So let's just say that this Christmas, because of this new rule with songwriters and how they get paid through like Spotify and streaming music, a new rule came into effect where it's not just artists who get paid, but the songwriters get like a bigger cut and producers. So he wrote and produced all of these songs.
Right.
So this Christmas it'll probably be like over $1 million.
That's amazing.
I know. That's why I'm like, why am I even working? I'm just kidding. That's terrible.
Also, speaking of producers, he also produced My Heart Will Go On, right?
Oh yeah. He won a Grammy for that.
What the fuck, Katie? Like this is insane. When we were at Tom Tom's, I literally like, I was so drunk and just talking to Walter the whole entire night. Like,
he loved it.
I was like, tell me more about Mariah. Like, what are these stories?
He is going to come on this podcast. He's very excited about it.
I cannot wait. Okay. So we have to talk. So James is the worst. And then he said all those awful things about Katie. And then he was also had that cigarette in his hand. He was like flicking it away and then running down Santa Monica Boulevard. And right when he did, that was when Kristen was like ready to drink. She's like, okay, now I can drink. I just love.
Oh, Kristen.
Kristen was being sober until like James was out. Like,
I know.
Kristen never wants to be sober. But she like really wanted to confront James sober. I know. And I loved that.
I feel like Kristen claiming that I didn't even have any drinks. It's like, to me, Kristen is the type of person that is like, she's my trigger. Just like James is Kristen's trigger. So whenever she comes on screen, like I feel anger and I get it. Like her whole demeanor is one of those like wannabe kind of girls who, like, in any situation she's in, she, like, interjects herself. And then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, well, that's what I would do. And you're like, shut the fuck up. No, you wouldn't. But then when she's with the other group, she's like, yeah, that's what I would do. And you're like, fuck you, Preston.
I, like, feel the opposite way, though, that I love that side of her. Like, I
crazy
love,
Kristen.
I think it's, like, so funny to watch. And I don't know. Like, I find it so,
like, do you like her?
Oh, my God. I love her. Like, love her. But I totally get what you're, like, I'm not blind to, blind to my love to her. I just think it's like.
I liked her old teeth, though, by the way.
You know what? All the Bravo celebrities are getting their new teeth right
but
now.
But it's really distracting
it's
to
jarring.
Me. It is jarring,
like,
right?
Like, the Vanderpump teeth, like, those ones shocked me. Like, when I saw her new teeth for the first time, I was like, what's going on?
And, like, nose and cheeks. And did she get, like, a facelift?
I feel like
or a brow lift, right?
She did stuff. I don't know what she did. It was like, it was like really recent that I feel like she did, like, within a couple seasons, she did a lot of stuff.
And how old is she?
I don't know. There are differing reports about how old Ken is online. Like, I looked it up.
I saw him the other day. Oh my God.
Ugh,
crossing the street alone. And I was like, someone help that senior citizen. He was like literally like bent over taking one step at a time. And I was like, someone needs to help that old gay cross the street because it was in WeHo. And I looked up. I'm like, it's Ken.
Katie, why is he still on screen? Like, I don't understand why he's filming. Like, what producers are like, get more of him?
I feel like it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Totally.
Is like, where he's like just attached to strings and like people just walk with his like shoelaces tied to other people. Like, is he even alive at this point?
I don't know. And does he get paid for these appearances? Like, he's not. Lisa's a producer on the show, so she gets that little producing fee or whatever. But like, what's Ken doing there? And aren't there more interesting people that are working at this restaurant that we'd like to spend camera time on?
Oh, I think they're introducing. I feel like there's a plot twist. Teddy Mellencamp last night. Didn't you feel that when Lisa brings in Teddy, who's like done to the nines,
right?
Just to have like a quick meeting to tell Lisa, like, hey, my brother's moving into town and he's going to be great. Do you have any positions for him?
It was so weird. And it was like, what are we doing this for? Is it for the brother to be a cast member on here? Or is it to garner sympathy for Lisa's brother situation?
Which I thought, like, how fucking inappropriate is that? She's like, hey, FYI, I know your brother just died. Like, he committed suicide, which is terrible. But my brother's moving here. Like, let's party. And can you give him a job?
I know. It was insane.
I'm, like, hoping he's a total disaster.
Well, and you know, in real life, like, Teddy and Lisa aren't getting along right now, allegedly.
Oh,
no. Like, Lisa's on the outs with, like, the entire Beverly Hills cast. And from what I've heard, she's definitely on the outs with Teddy. And so what
really?
I'm interested to see is, like, where does this leave the brother?
To do with the brother. I bet the brother work there was a fucking disaster. And here's another thing. Did you know that Raquel and Ariana, like, blocked each other?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
why?
My God. They're totally blocked each other on social media.
Why? Do you know
Don't
why?
Know.
Oh, my God.
I think it has
know.
To do with Crazy James. And P.S., why does she keep defending James and his disgusting ways?
It's disgusting. I was really troubled by that scene where the girls met for girls' night. And Raquel was just like, you know, he's got a really sweet side to him. It's like, well, he's also got this asshole side to him.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bizarre.
He's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Do you feel that, like, sometimes Raquel has a marshmallow stuck on the roof of her mouth that when she talks, she's like, the god of everybody saw me the damn. I just want to be like, go like this. And then swallow and then clear it out and talk.
This is totally the season where we're, like, introduced as Raquel as a main cast member of this show, which is shocking to me. Like, I never thought we'd get here because the previous seasons we've seen of Raquel, like, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of interesting stuff there.
It's zero substance. And I feel like she's got a wickedly awesome body, and that's what God gave her. So she should use those talents, because everything else, like, what was it they said? Somebody last night was like, she's graduating from college. I'm like, college of what? Like, where? What
this podcast college? Is just going to be me laughing this whole time. College of what?
Like, I could probably get in there.
Talking about other cast members, though, real quick, I want to go back to Hope, the hope of it all.
Okay.
What do you make of Hope and her insistence on getting on camera and trying to do this whole
thing? She's a thirsty thought. Like, I can't even handle Hope. I feel like I've seen the background of her making out with James. So clearly she's banged him out. Like, that's the most incestual cast of all times. Like, everyone has basically fucked everyone from what I've gathered. And watching Hope make out with James and then, like, Wasn't she the one that took the photos? Or no, that was a different girl.
That was
right?
a different girl, in like bed. Literally took the photos.
So
bed.
Marshmallow World, when she talks, it's so unbelievable. She's like, a puzzle doll wants to be a camera. You're like, swallow the marshmallow and just
then talk about what Hope.
Yeah, I think Hope is thirsty. I'm ready for like even Raquel, both of them could just disappear. I can't.
I did Sheena Shea's podcast, Shenanigans. I was a guest on it, which was wild. And
how prepared was she, to be honest?
Like way more prepared than I was expecting, because she literally had a list of things that I said about her on my show to confront me about. Oh,
that's not right. See, I think this is off. You're a journalist.
Exactly, Katie. It was very like, she's like, on your show, you said that 99% of the audience hates me. And I was like, do you think that the audience likes you?
Right. You're like, have you watched yourself on
like
camera?
I was like, do you think people like you?
I think she's, listen, I have to say this about her. And I think she's like very cute and nice.
Right.
The first
right.
time I ever yeah. met her, and she met Walter, like we met all on the same night. As soon as she found out that Walter wrote, I knew I loved you before I met you, the Savage Garden song, she was like, I don't care about you. It's all about Walter. I'm getting married to this guy. That's our wedding song. Could you guys play it at my wedding?
Oh my God.
And I was like, wow, that is some balls right there.
The crop top wedding? Is that the wedding?
That crop top yeah. wedding.
That was the night.
By the way, when I was picking out my wedding dress last year, all I could think about was her crop top. Is that fucked?
You know, I swear.
That's the kind of person I am.
Right. I will never forget like the guests cleaning up after that wedding. Do you remember like that?
I thought never about that too. It. Never forget.
No, like it was shocking. Oh, but so anyway, so she had told me that Hope has been trying to get on the show for a while. And like,
see, I knew it. She's thirsty.
Apparently she had filmed scenes with Hope last year. And Sheena like seemed like she doesn't like Hope now, and that she had just been trying to get on the show. But it's so, what's weird to me is like these people that are just doing whatever it takes. Like Hope is clearly doing whatever it takes to get on the yeah. show. And it's like, I don't know.
Sheena Kardashian. Sheena guy.
So what else? Oh, real quick, going back to Pride, we did see Lisa and Ken walking down the boulevard, which was tough to see Ken walking anywhere.
Oh, Ken, just put him in a wheelchair.
Put him aside. He's just
with like rainbow tassels.
He doesn't even seem
wheels.
Like he wants to be there. It's like, what are you doing here?
I feel like he just wants to be home. What's it called? What's their house called?
On the flip side of the coin, I think Pandora does want to be on camera, and but we don't want her.
I know. The audience doesn't want the Vanderpump kids. Are they for real kids or adopted?
Max is adopted. Pandora is not.
Oh, that's right. Pandora gets like the wine line and gets to do appearances, and Max basically flies Southwest Airlines right. and is like a
He's
bar
a busser.
Back. Yeah. I mean, talk about redheaded stepchild. Jesus.
100%. What did you make about Stassi confronting James? Stassi clearly hates James. They had that little confrontation, and you know, Stassi said he's like a bad Bond villain, and then James said she's got a dildo up her ass, and then Stassi said, I wish I had a dildo up my ass.
Here's the thing. I think Stassi, I'm on the fence. I go back and forth with Stassi as a character.
We all do.
Right? Because right. at first you're like, wow, she's the devil. And then you're like, oh, she's sort of nice. Last year when she, or last season, however we word it, when she was with Patrick, that guy was horrendous.
Real quick, you said however we word it. Like, that was something every Bravo fan has said. Yes. Not sure how we're wording this, but
right.
it was either last year in their lives or
last season or like a month ago, whatever.
Yeah. Whenever this aired.
Right. I just felt like Patrick, oh my God, he was the most inappropriate person of life. And Stassi acted like such like an abuse victim that I couldn't even deal. And now that she's with Bo, I like Bo. I think he's like fun and normal and cool. And I am like team Stassi this year, but last year I wanted nothing to do with her.
Yeah. I feel like most fans are like that with Stassi. It's like we go back and forth with her.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think James was just drinking that day at Pride? Because Raquel was saying like he didn't remember certain things, but when we saw him on camera, he did look... He was like hyper drunk.
I think he does coke. I think that pasta is pumping through his veins. And that's not an accusation. That's
know.
Kind of like a fact.
Just what you think. Just a fact that you think.
So what I think is real. I'm like CNN.
Watching him do like that DJ at the party.
Oh my God.
He just kept getting on the mic and being like, make some noise. It was like, I don't know what he was doing.
It's a DJ dumb fuck.
Some noise.
Okay. So I make Walter watch this with me. I make him watch Housewives. There's some he will not watch.
Where does he draw the line?
He finds it hard. Now that Yolanda isn't on Housewives of Beverly Hills, he will watch that one.
Oh, because he knew Yolanda.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was tough for him to like watch the whole thing because he's David Foster's friend. And they just basically trash bagged David Foster. So we wouldn't watch that, but he'll watch some things with me and he watches Vanderpump Rules because like Tom and Ariana were in our wedding. Like we love them. But when it comes to James, you know, the way he refers to himself in third person, well, James Kennedy.
The white Kanye.
Yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up. First of all, don't ever talk about yourself in third person. Like you look crazy. You do. It's a proven fact. If you talk about yourself in third person, something is mentally not right with you. So Walter can't stand that. And then second to that, he doesn't understand why James thinks he's so great as a musician when he doesn't play any musical instruments.
Right.
And especially his DJ, like he's like, oh my God, it's like tough to watch.
Did you see do you watch New York Housewives?
Yes.
Did you see there was like a clip of Countess Luann and James like doing some little, they were like performing-ish together at like a Daily Mail party or something.
Oh my God, no. Oh yeah, the Daily Mail party.
Some party.
Yeah.
And it was like the two of them and it's just like, what are we doing here? Like we're all pretending.
I think it was the OK. It was like the OK hot.
Some party. Yeah. Like James was on the DJ booth and like Countess Luann was next to them and they're like singing and like James is at the booth like with the record thing and Luann's just at the microphone being like, mommy can't, my real low boy.
The shakes and the feet. It's just what.
And I love the spectacle of it. Like I love it.
It's
all
a shit show.
But it's like when you look at it happening together, like more than one of them doing this together, yeah. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, no, but it's like one of those things where you're driving on like the freeway and you're like, what is all this traffic? And then you look and it's like a horrible accident. You're like, but I just need to look for a second. And that's why there's traffic. Everyone's looking at the fucking car crash.
And then Raquel, everyone's telling Raquel like, hey, he cheated. And it seems like everyone's pretty comfortable in the fact that James has cheated before, whether or not with Hope, but also with Hope. And then Raquel's just like, bottom line, I want to stay with James.
Bottom line, I just want to still be on camera.
She's like, I mean, he is really nice to me. And then they literally cut to like James walking away from her on the boulevard. And she's like, James, come back.
Oh, like, God. No. It's so desperate.
That's too. So
she's like pony hopping. I'm like, swallow the marshmallow.
So the next day we see Schwartz wake up hungover. He's got that moo moo again. I love him in that moo moo. Like
loved.
He has that hangover outfit. Do you have a hangover outfit?
Do I?
Or like a house robe or something?
Let's see. Well, I sleep naked because I run really hot. I don't know if it's because I'm getting old, but I'm like burning up. So my hangover outfit tends to be this kimono I got with Ariana actually at a TJ Maxx in Encino. We went in there because I had never been in a TJ Maxx.
What, Katie?
I'm sorry.
Did
I'm
you
not
love
a
it?
Maxinista.
Did you hate it? You're not a Max. I'm a Max. Look around my house. It's obvious that I'm a Maxinista.
It's actually really like Le Chic C'est La Vie in here.
a lot of home goods going on. More than TJ Maxx. A lot
which,
of home goods.
Again, I had never been in any of those stores only because I think I have like a mild form of ADD. So when I go in there, there's just like crap everywhere. Right. It literally looks like downtown Beirut exploded and like I can't I have to like weed through, you know, there's like a pair of pants and then like old soaps and you know.
TJ Maxx does overwhelm me with the clothes because I'm not like I like the home goods stuff because yeah. You can look through home goods, but the Max just yeah. stresses me out because of the clothes.
Thank you. Yeah. It does. It's very stressful. And like everything, there's no order in there. And I'm a Virgo. I'm orderly. I like to have things like today, I was running late and I was like panicking, sweating. I couldn't find it. Everything crashes and burns for me.
You really have to go in those stores with a strategy.
Like, or just Xanax.
So you have a kimono that you bought there.
Yeah, I got a kimono.
So what, you
there.
Like walked into TJ Maxx and you're like, I hate it here, but I'm getting this kimono.
Right.
Like,
ended up getting a kimono, a charcoal detox buffer, some dog treats. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you just throw shit in that cart and you find things.
Yeah, it spent like $600 on garbage.
Right. So we saw a scene with James and Raquel with their dog. Their dog was adorable. And I really didn't focus on the whole scene because I was looking at their dog.
Oh, yeah,
I, like,
so
really
cute.
I really loved their dog.
So cute, right?
And Peter called.
That's right.
It was very clear to me that Peter's phone call was like ADR'd in.
Oh, totally.
Because it like, was not the audio natural. In that was like so unnatural. And it was Peter like, hey, James, you're not invited to my birthday party.
And they're like, cut. So we're going to need you to do that again and make it sound like you really want to disinvite him. And he's like, okay, ready, take two. He's like, hello, hey, James, this is Peter, the manager at Sir.
It's Peter, the manager at Sir.
Like, okay, do it again and act like you're, he actually knows this and that he knows who you are. So ridiculous, right? He's like, I'm sorry to inform you that you have been disinvited to my party.
It's like, and it was like a filtered audio that didn't sound, and it was like he was talking through the Home Alone talk boy or something. It was like, what's going on?
By the way, do you hate that Peter does not have his man bun anymore?
You know, you know how you go back and forth with Stassi? Like, I go back and forth with Peter where it's like, Peter's sometimes hair. I want more. Sometimes I want more of Peter. Sometimes I want less of Peter. Like, I can't tell. Yeah.
I think Peter is also like a featured day player extra, as is Pandora and Max.
Wait, so do you think Peter gets paid to do this?
You know, here's the thing.
He's got to sometimes, because sometimes he's mic'd.
I do know that the very first season, I don't think the cast got paid. It's kind of like Jersey Shore. And then the second season, I think they got like $500 an episode or something awful.
Yeah.
And then once the ratings like blew out the roof, then they started like negotiating and getting more. And I believe this is hearsay, but I think Kristen wasn't going to come back this season because of contract negotiations. And they basically were going to be like, fuck you then. But then everyone's like, everyone needs Crazy Kristen.
Right. We needed her. Yeah. There were all those rumors in the summertime that she wasn't coming back.
I know.
The, what was I was. Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, it was weird.
It was bizarre. You're like, so anyways, when I was in TJ Maxx, I can't remember why the fuck I was in. I don't know. You were saying that Peter
The Peter's finances.
Oh.
That's what I wanted to explore. Peter's finances. So, yeah, I don't understand. I want to know about, like, that's what I'm most interested in.
It's
like,
oh my God, I totally have gossip.
What? Tell me.
Okay, so this relates to Peter's finances. So,
doing a deep dive into Peter's bank account.
So I met Billie Lee out, and I will say she wasn't the friendliest.
She's been on the show before, and I've been with her a few times, and I do think she's like she has some social anxiety, and so I think it comes across, and so I do think that maybe sometimes it comes off as very cold.
Right, but for me, I will say I could literally talk to anyone anywhere. I'm not the type of person that comes off as like antisocial. I'm overly social. So I kind of was like, oh my God, she like wants nothing to do with me. And then like she was kind of nice. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, she tells me that like she, doesn't get breaks at Sir, and that she can't even take a break for 15 minutes.
Oh my God, what?
Oh, it was crazy. And that she doesn't get paid extra when they're filming. This is so insane. She goes to work. She has to be on camera, but she only gets paid like her restaurant fee, which is like minimum wage plus tips, which is terrible and awful. And when like throughout her checks or something, she didn't get like the required breaks. And I was like, why don't you go back and go to the labor board? And she's like, oh no, because I would be like off the show and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like,
I think there's shady stuff going on with the financial stuff over there.
Shady.
Like all of it. I want to talk about Carter and Peter's birthday. I think it was Carter's birthday. Did they say that? It was like Peter and someone else's birthday. And I thought they said Carter, and I was too lazy to rewind and listen again.
Me too. I thought it was just Peter.
Kristen did show up with a slew of balloons looking like the old man from Up. Like she just had a ton of balloons and
it was ready for it to float away. Tied Ken to the balloons. It would have been so much more accurate.
I would have loved Ken to float away in a balloon house.
You're like, it's like
I'm so sick of seeing literally like I hate Ken. Like the only two people I hate on the show are Ken and Pandora. And I also think I think that whole family is very shady. And I'm excited for Beverly Hills to show up. And I feel like they're going to all take down Lisa. And I know people love her and she makes great TV a lot of the times. But
if they really knew her, though, they would see.
I agree.
Like, everyone sees her on TV as this mogul and she's fabulous and blah, blah. But let me tell you something. What you see on TV of her is definitely night and day different from her real dealings in life.
Right, right. Real quick, I want to go back to you were on the E! Show, right? With Shiva. From Mohammed's.
Oh my God.
Wife.
Mohammed's fiance.
Fiance.
Forever fiance.
What was going on there?
Oh my gosh. It has been like, I've seen all, because I get all the alerts for Second Wives Club. Every single husband on that show, besides Dean, which was with Tanya, who nobody liked, and and what's the other person? Marissa, who I can never remember her because she was so irrelevant. Is that crazy? But all the husbands or fiancés were such pieces of shit. So like, I was like, Walter, you look like the shining star. You could have even been a piece of shit and you still would have
looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Shiva's fiance, they moved out of their Qasid Hadid or whatever, which I found out was
that
like
big fucking house that was on Beverly Hills.
Yeah. But I think it actually belonged to somebody else. They were renters or something. Oh, I know.
Okay.
It's so weird. It's like what you see on TV is such bullshit. Except for, I will say this, what you saw of me, everything was real. That's why when people are like, you look, you know, at first I'm like, wow, I'm like the little fat, roly-poly, no, you know, clown friend. And then at the end of it, I got like the nicest comments and people were like, will you be my BFF? You're my spirit animal. I'm like, see, the fat, funny one always wins.
Come out at the end.
Right? Like, I was like, what you see is what you get. I don't give a shit. I have nothing to hide. I really don't have any skeletons in my closet.
After doing reality TV, does it make you, when you watch these shows, are you just thinking about like behind the scenes stuff? Like you can't watch it in a...
It's 100%.
You watch it in a different way.
It's hard for me to see overly produced reality. Like I refuse to be a part of that.
Do you find that this season is more produced? I feel like it's leaning a little that way. Like there's a few scenes like the Lisa and Jack scenes that we saw. I don't know if it was last week or whatever, where he's looking for his job back. And like that kind of stuff seems way too overdone to me this season.
I liked, you know what?
Or Peter's 80-yard phone call.
Oh, yeah. Peter. Hello, James. This is Peter, the manager from
Star. It's too much.
I know. Yeah, it is a little too much. For me, especially, only because I come from the days of like the Real World, Jersey Shore. My very first show, Nail Files, was Sally Ann Salsano, who created Jersey Shore. That show, Nail Files, had 1.2 million viewers, its debut episode on TV Guide Network. We still had a guide, a scrolling guide, which is like so fucking ridiculous. I'm like, who's going to watch this crap? People watched it. Because I just think that if you let yourself be natural and let everyone see the good, the bad, and the ugly, people tend to like that. Like there were scenes I had no makeup. I was crying. Like, I don't care. That's why I think people really like Britney.
Oh, Britney. Yes.
Because. Yeah. She is like a real, like, I like Britney.
She's very sweet too. Like, I mean, even she's like saccharine sweet. Wait, you just said that. And literally like right when you said Britney's name, like a flood came into my head of like, we need to talk about the beer cheese.
Okay. Beer cheese.
We need to just break this down because I took notes.
Beer cheese.
And I, hold on. I do too. And Jax and Britney go to this artisanal cheese shop and they're starting a beer cheese company. And I love beer cheese too.
Yeah. Yum.
But it didn't seem to me like Britney knew what exactly beer cheese was, which is fine, but I didn't either. And so I looked it up and I found out it's
that orangey yellow swirled cheese.
It's cheddar cheese with enough beer to provide flavor and texture, as well as garlic and a variety of spices, including dry mustard, horseradish, cayenne pepper.
Oh, fans.
And what do you make of this whole beer? Do you think it'll do well?
Okay.
Is this the most insane company? I think this is the most insane thing we've seen come out of this show.
Here's the thing. I think the most insane thing is Jax's sweater line that never happened.
Where was that? What's going on?
I don't know, but remember when he was with Stassi, he was like, I'm working on my sweater line. And you're like, get the fuck out of here with your sweater. Like, do you know anything about like making patterns or designing? Like, none of it. I think these people have these ideas of what they want to do, and then it becomes like, I'm going to have a line because I'm on TV, but there's no substance or any sort of background. I think beer cheese.
And it's hard to do all of these things. It's like,
it's actually very hard. However, I fucking love beer cheese and I will buy their beer cheese.
I will buy it too. And it's hard to find beer cheese out here in LA. I'm from Ohio and you could find beer cheese there.
Yes. I'm from upstate New York. And let me tell you something. I will be home in a week and I'm going to eat all of the goodies of upstate New York, including fucking beer cheese dipped in pretzels.
I know. I heard that and I was like, I'm going to buy Mima's beer cheese or whatever the fuck her name or the grandma's beer cheese.
Mimon. For Kentucky beer cheese. I just think
I'm engaged. beer cheese.
Remember she yelled out the window, hey y'all, I'm engaged.
I'm engaged.
Y'all fixing to get engaged.
I love Brittany. I love Brittany, and I will buy that beer cheese.
So, well, you know what? We should have a beer cheese party together.
It is ridiculous, though. Like, I mean, the idea of it. It's and watching them at that cheese shop, like, just trying cheese. It's like, we're making beer cheese. Like, you don't have to try all these fancy cheeses. That was what was weird to me. It was like, we're at this beer cheese, we're at an artisanal cheese shop, and, like, we don't need to test cheddar cheeses here because it's like, you're not using those ultimately.
Actually, yeah, and this is the other thing. When they brought out, like, I know cheese. I'm half French, half Italian. So I know fucking cheese and pasta and tomato sauce and wine. Those are things that you can't, like, bake the funk with me. So when they brought out a slice of brie cheese, I was like, bitch, that's not in pure cheese. And they weren't even having any wine with their
cheese. None of this cheese is going to be in Mima's fucking beer cheese. Like, it's not found.
You know what?
Not
a trace to be found. None of this cheese matters. None of this cheese.
I want to talk about the girls' night. Okay, now Sheena was not invited. And
I thought that was kind of bitch move.
It was like a little mean. But one of the things I'm laughing about is I realized this episode that I love an interaction between Stassi and Sheena. Because like Stassi cannot hide her disgust for
Sheena.
She
hates Sheena.
And Sheena always smiles through it, you know? And it's just like, I want like more scenes of those two together. Like I want them on like a Simple Life reboot. Like throw them out in the wild together.
Wouldn't that be, oh my God, could you imagine? I would watch that show.
Oh, it'd be insane.
Stassi and Sheena get like dumped on like an island and they have to survive.
Stassi literally just dumps on Sheena all the time.
It would be like Lord of the Flies.
Like I think eventually Sheena would murder or Stassi would murder Sheena eventually.
Stassi would murder Sheena. Yeah. It would be like a knockdown drag out, but then it would be like the Donner Pass, and you know that Stassi would like be the next scene would be her smiling, roasting her, being like, she deserved it. She deserves it. Bitch, got me a Pinot Grigio.
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
Yes.
One of the best lines.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, so there was also one where there was this old bar on the corner of like Melrose and La Brea. It's been a million bars since. I think it's supposed to be Bathtub Gin now. But anyways, they met there. And it was basically so Stassi could tell Sheena how much she hated her, even though they were supposed to make up.
I love that. I love that. Right? Like, that's the kind of reality TV I want. Like, I just enjoy it so much.
Can't fake it.
I was also trying to figure out if, like, did you read the reports? There was, like, in the blogs that Billie Lee wasn't invited to one of the girls' nights. And I was trying to figure out if that was the one that she wasn't invited to.
So, no, that was not one of the nights. It was, I remember when this all went down, because it basically everyone was invited, but Billie Lee. But everyone went back and forth in social media. I couldn't get enough. It was like a pre-Vanderpump Rules.
It was juicy.
It was juicy. So basically she's like, wow, I thought we were over this, blah, blah, blah. And then you see like Ariana and Stassi and everyone kind of chiming in like, you were invited and now you're, and they actually took screenshots of their texts of inviting Billie Lee.
Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely entertainment.
I hope this makes it.
I thought it was very interesting that we're not getting a lot of these other people this season. Like, we're getting a lot more of Raquel, but I really would have thought that they would have leaned into, like, the Adam and the Billie Lee and, like, all those side characters. Because I wonder how much longer can we go with this crew. Like, I'm fine going on with these guys. But I really anticipated this season them, like,
Billie Lee, I'm surprised, is it more relevant?
But I think, like, fans do not like Billie Lee.
No, I think because, here's the thing, at first it was like, yes, she's trans. This is amazing, right? It's kind of like the Miss Universe pageant with Miss Spain, or Mrs. Spain, or whatever, Miss Spain, who was trans, and it was like, and her speech, I cried. I'm like, yes, this is what the trans community needs. Not Billie Lee always being the victim, because then that is going to, nobody chose your life. You chose your life. So if you really want to be, you know, out there and be a figure, don't be a victim. You know, you chose this.
Yeah.
So
it's hard too when there's like one of anyone, it's like one gay person on the show. It's like gay people wouldn't necessarily want like a stereotypical bitchy gay on the show if there's only one, but then it's like you're relying on, I don't know.
And by the way, to say you chose, I want to reference and preference also that it goes to not you chose to be trans. Obviously, that's not a choice. It's you chose to be on the show and to be part of it. So I just want to make sure those lines.
I didn't even catch that. I'm the worst host. I was still thinking about TJ Maxx. I'm just like, what's...
You're like, I am a Maximist. No, I'm saying that like Billie Lee, obviously, I thought it was going to be great that, you know, she could be a staple for the community. And instead, choosing to be on the television series and how she represents herself, you know. Don't be the victim. You know, like, just fucking get over it. Who cares? I don't get invited to things. Like, no big deal. I don't care. Maybe they were doing something I don't like to do. Like, fucking ice skate.
Yeah.
Don't invite me to go ice skate. I'm never going to ice skate.
Kenny, I feel you. We have to wrap this up. Okay. This was so fun. Before we wrap this up, though, I need to say that you do an amazing Drew Barrymore impression.
That's crazy. Thank you.
I need you to say something.
All right.
Let me think. Let's just say it's not about the pasta.
It's not about the pasta. I'm not Josie Grossi anymore. It's just the side mouth.
It's a side mouth.
You have to put your if you really want to nail a Drew Barrymore, you have to like put your mouth to the side and really over enunciate everything and drag it out and then use your hands a lot.
I love it so much. Do you have any final thoughts on Vanderpump Rules? Anything else you want to get off your chest? Any things you're looking forward to this season? Where we see you on that
Ariana
party, we'll see you, right?
The final thought is what my nickname for Hope is, number one. Oh my God, that's so shy. I have to say that I'm excited about the season. Maybe you will see me. I did shoot some stuff with Ariana in regards to Face Elixir or Face brand, but I'm secretly hoping that doesn't make it, only because it is like my real life and I don't want it to become like the beer cheese.
Right, right.
Even though you know we're going to be first in fucking line.
I know.
For that beer
you cheese. And I will just.
I'm going to have like a huge bag of pretzels. I'm like, oh my God, the beer cheese is here. Seriously, when the beer cheese comes out.
Yeah, let's have a party. We'll get some crackers and some wine. We'll actually have wine at our cheese tasting.
Who does a cheese tasting with water, by the way? That's just that right there. If that's any indication about the beer cheese, fucking out.
Hi, I love chatting with you. Thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, okay. So I'm at official Katie Cazorla on Instagram and everywhere else, and at the Painted Nail on Twitter.
Yes.
Which I'm really just the most Instagram type person.
And I ask everyone their favorite Mariah Carey song. You already said it's Anytime You Need a Friend, you think?
I mean, I have to go with Anytime You Need a Friend. It really is such a great song. I'm a little partial because of Walter. But my senior class song was Hero by Mariah Carey.
You know, she's like still performing Hero. She's overseas right now and like doing her Christmas shows. And she also adds in Hero.
Isn't that funny that she claims she doesn't use Walter's tracks for those, so she doesn't have to pay him the performance rights? But everyone who works on the tour is like, yeah, we use Walter's tracks.
Oh, my God.
Shade is real, people.
Heard it here first.
He needs his 5 cents.
Okay, one more question. One more final question I ask everyone. If you were choosing People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, you couldn't choose Walter. Who would you choose?
Ooh.
What male celebrity or actor or musician?
Okay, my choice for sexiest male alive.
Can't be Ken Todd.
A Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, Ken Todd. No, I'm going to have to go with... I literally am like a huge Ryan Reynolds fan.
You know, I hear that a lot. Like a lot of people say Ryan Reynolds.
Because it's his humor that makes him like stupid hot. But I can't watch Deadpool because he really is so ugly in that movie. And I'm like so materialistic and so, what's the other word?
Vain.
Superficial. Sure. Yeah. When it comes to men. God, I really, Ryan Reynolds is probably one of the hottest people to me. And there's somebody else too. What's his name? Shit. He was on The Bachelor. He was like so hot but stupid.
Always, this is what I wanted to say. Remember, I couldn't think of what I wanted to say earlier. I wanted to say that The Bachelor, I learned they don't get paid to do The Bachelor. They only get paid to do like this. What's that spinoff one? Bachelor in Paradise?
They don't get paid to be on that show.
No, the contestants. And they literally take off work for like 6 weeks.
Some people get fired.
Yeah, they don't get paid.
Dental
they get
assistant.
Like, from what I heard, they get like the stipend for meals and stuff like that, but they don't get any paycheck for it. That's what I've heard.
Oh my God.
Which is insane to me. Like,
watch,
that's
Hope
insane.
Will be on there.
I know
next
Hope's
season.
There next season. She's our next bachelorette. Anyway, Katie, thank you so much. I love you for doing this show.
I love
thank
you too. Thank you
bye.
So much.
We'll talk soon. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Oh, you guys, wasn't Katie great? I love her so much. She's fantastic and hilarious and beautiful. And that Drew Barrymore impression, like, literally fucking kills me. Like, I cannot. Whenever I find out somebody can do an impression, I want them to just do the impression all the time. Ah, I love it. Okay, let's talk about The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we missed the last couple weeks because, frankly, it's been a little boring and I'm not super enthused about Atlanta. I still love watching these ladies. I think they're so fun. I'm not so bored that I'm like turning off the program. However, I do feel like I'm not as interested in tuning it on. Does that make sense? So this week we saw Portia making hot dogs. I always take notes during these episodes, you guys. I just wrote in my notes, I heart hot dogs. And that has nothing to do with Portia or her boyfriend, Dennis. That's just the Danny fact. I don't know. Hashtag Danny fact. Danny loves hot dogs. And I will always go to bat for hot dogs. I don't care where I am. The Dodgers, I don't know if you guys know this, but once a year, maybe, they do a night where it's like fan appreciation and you could get unlimited hot dogs. I went once, and I'm not kidding you, I might have had 10 hot dogs. Like, you can go up to the concession stand and get a free hot dog for like a whole hour or something. And I went back and forth. They also give you free stadium nachos. Again, this has nothing to do with Portia, but I ate my weight in hot dogs that day, and I don't regret it. I don't regret it. So if you get the chance to eat a hot dog or not, always eat the hot dog. You know that Leon Womack song, like, I Hope You Dance? Like, next time you hear that song, just instead of her singing, I hope you dance, or I hope, when you get the when she says, when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance, just think of Danny saying, when you get the choice to eat a hot dog or not, I hope you eat the hot dog. Might be the gayest thing I've ever said. Anyway, Portia was cooking hot dogs. And for 1 minute, I like left the room during this scene. Like, I went to the kitchen probably to make a hot dog or something. And I came back in the room and like all of a sudden Portia was like behind the hot dog bar or whatever. Like, she looked like me in high school at Panera Bread, because I worked at Panera Bread. And I was like, did I miss something? Like, what is the show that's happening right now? Like, I thought we're supposed to see like aspirational women like living the life. And all of a sudden I come back in the room and Portia's literally like slewing hot dogs on a grill. And I thought, what's happening here? Like, I'm so confused. Did I miss something? Like, why is Portia doing food service? I don't know. But she looked like she was doing it to impress the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law. She said at one point, I think we're obsessed with each other, meaning her and Dennis. And that was troubling. I'm a little troubled by all of it. So then we see Shamari. Shamari's giving herself a makeover because all the girls were shady and said she had the worst style. And eventually by the end of the episode, she did look much better in her confessionals, didn't she? Like, that other Shamari confessional look was obviously done post-ambush makeover. Okay, you know how Kathy Lee and Hoda, they do an ambush makeover, which, again, my biggest fear in life is to be walking down the streets of New York and have someone, a producer from the fourth hour of today, just, you know, jump me in the middle of the streets and say, hey, we're ambush makeovering you. That's my biggest fear in life, more than anything. It's like that and rats. I'm scared of rats. I'm scared of rats and a fourth hour of today producer. But I want there to be a producer that just ambushes Shamari on the show. Like, I feel like that should have happened. Shamari just seemed to go, you know, too easily into her makeover. I would have liked somebody to ambush her. We're setting up a lot of friction between Portia and Shamari. They, of course, know each other from back home. And I don't know, I'm hoping that it leads somewhere because I feel like they're setting the seeds. And if it doesn't lead anywhere, or not setting the seeds, what's the term for that? Planting the seeds? I don't know. So I hope that goes somewhere. What else? This week, we also got Riley on camera. Riley clearly does not want to be on camera. I don't know when we're all going to stop pretending that Riley is a natural on camera. Okay? I'm not saying like I'm some dynamic personality, but Riley's voice stays at one level all the time. She was like talking to Candy about this couples trip that was coming up. And it was like the most monotone I've ever heard anyone. I mean, such dry, I don't know, such dry sensibilities on that Riley.
It's like watching a Mitch Hedberg comedy special without the jokes. Riley gets her inspiration from Rita Rudner. Riley's giving Nick Offerman a real run for his money. The real dry humor. She's like, you're going on a couple's trip. It would be funny if you go there and no one's there. You should take me on a couple's trip. That's so funny. I'm so mad you're not taking me on the couple's trip. I'm so angry. I'm so angry that I'm not going on this couple's trip with you. And it's like, look, I'm fine that Riley doesn't have a dynamic camera presence. Like, I think that's totally fine. I just think we should all stop putting Riley on camera. At some point, it's like, what did Heather Dubrow say? When everyone says you're dead, it's time to lie down. Like, you know, Riley and Ken Todd from the Vanderpump Rules need to both retire. Let's get them off camera because they're not loved by the cameras. Okay, and Riley's a beautiful young lady, and I'm sure she's very intelligent. She's got Candy's genes, so she must be a smart businesswoman, you know, and she's gorgeous. Let's just, you know, maybe not supposed to be on camera. Anyway, then we get Nene and Greg. They're talking about this couple's trip, and they start talking about brainstorming truth or dare for this couple's trip. And here's something that troubled me. They are brainstorming ideas, and Nene said it would be a good example for a truth or dare. And she said, well, if somebody picks dare, then a good dare would be like to go suck my titty in the back room. She said something like that. And I was like, what's going on? Didn't Nene get more vulgar as the years gone on? Like, since she's become a stand-up comedian, she's gotten much more vulgar because she never used to be like this. Do you remember she gave Candy a hard time for being like a little vulgar? And now she's saying a good dare is to suck her titty in the back room. Like, I think that's what she said. I didn't rewind it to confirm, but I'm like 40% certain. I'm 40% certain that Nene said a good dare is to get someone to dare someone to suck your titty in a back room. Like, that's what I heard. That's what I'm choosing to believe. Okay, don't DM me and say that's not what she said. I don't care. This is what I'm choosing to believe happened. And, you know, Nene's being dared to suck someone's titty in the back room. Like, who? That's shocking. Would you do that on a truth or dare in a friend trip? Do you imagine your bestie's just like, hey, I dare you to suck someone's titty in the back room? First of all, what back room? What are we talking about? Where are we going with this? And I'm not sucking anyone's titty. I don't care if I'm with them or not. I'm not sucking anyone's titty. I don't care if it's the back room or privacy of my own home. I'm not sucking anyone's titty. Okay, not for a truth or dare. You don't even win anything at truth or dare. It's just, you know, you win your pride. I'm not that prideful. Keep it. As Ira Madison says, keep it, you guys. They could keep that. I don't need the pride of sucking someone's titty in a back room. Anyway, this couple's trip ended up going to shit. All the guys backed out. And then the girls are all meeting at Candy's house. And real quickly, I just want to talk about Candy's nanny, Katrina. Now, she came in here like a hurricane, Katrina, because I saw her. I paused, rewound it like 4 times to get all the information that was given to me on screen. Okay? Because it was shocking. First of all, she was wearing a shirt that said, shh, no one cares. Shh, no one cares. That was what was on the shirt. It was short sleeve, but it also had a cutout above the breasts. So it was a short sleeve, but a cutout just above the breast, which was, I paused and literally spent 5 minutes on that t-shirt. I was trying to make heads and tails of that t-shirt because I couldn't understand like what was happening there. What was happening? Then she had a bandana around one wrist. Okay. Then around another arm, she had an iPhone armband. An iPhone armband. Okay. Now, I think a lot of us had these about 8 years ago. You know, to work out, you put the armband on and I go running. Not a good look. And look, I've made a lot of fashion mistakes when it comes to cell phones. I say one of my biggest regrets in life is that I wore a cell phone belt clip. In high school, my freshman year of high school, I literally attached a cell phone to my belt. And I had the same cell phone belt attachment that my father did. Not a proud moment. So this woman, Katrina, I really worried that she's going to look back on this iPhone armband and regret it. Then she also had a turquoise bracelet on the other hand. Her hair was green, silver, and black. She looked like fucking Storm from X-Men. I mean, it was like raining outside. Candy said something about the rain. She's like, oh, this is what a awful day to go on this trip because it's all rainy. And I was thinking, like, couldn't Katrina take care of that? Like, I feel like she couldn't control the weather like Storm from X-Men because it was that hair. That hair. I mean, that hair.
That hair was shocking. And look, I love Candy's houses. I liked that we were reminded this episode that Candy just owns two houses just because. She just wants to, so she owns it. Now, the cast members start piling in. It's not a couple's trip anymore. Eva arrives hungover. She had just come from a bachelorette party. Then we have this five-hour bus trip to Destin, Florida. Now, Nini reveals on this bus ride that she has a method for choosing rooms, and I legit got excited. I love when they pick rooms. I decided it's my favorite part of this whole franchise. Like, no matter what we do, my most favorite thing on these is when they're choosing rooms. Like, I decided that's it for me. It'll never be better than when I find out they're going to have to do room selection. Favorite thing. I decided this was the episode where I really, like, decided. So then they start playing Truth or Dare on this bus, and Eva gets dared to call her husband, and so she calls the husband, and she's supposed to do, like, phone sex or something. And you guys, she, like, started to talk in front of everyone, like, tell him that she wanted to sit on his face. It was very awkward. And, like, was it worse than getting her titty sucked in the back room? Maybe, maybe not. Unclear, but it was definitely embarrassing, like, the way that she had to talk to her husband. And shocking. And then Candy called Todd to do the phone sex. She seemed way more comfortable, but she, of course, has a sex toy line. But, I mean, come on. When Candy did it, she said something that really stuck with me. I wrote it down. She wrote, "Hey, Todd, you know how you like eating from the back sometimes?" Wow. I learned some things this episode. I mean, I'm not entirely certain about how straight sex works, you guys. I was trying to draw some diagrams on this episode and, like, figure it all out. It's very confusing to me. She said, "You eating from the back sometimes, does that mean?" Look, I don't want to get too vulgar, but I think I know what that means. Let's just sit on that for a second. Maybe somebody should have gone and sucked a titty in the back room. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get messages that people say I'm too vulgar on the show, but you know what? They're talking about it on the show. I'm here recapping these ladies. So then there's some question about whether when Portia got together with Dennis, and then she says it was like a few months ago, but then they call her out on that. And the editors did something that I love when they do on Atlanta, and they did a 3 minute ago flashback. Oh, it makes me laugh. Like, nothing makes me laugh harder. Then we got to the house, and all the rooms were nice in this Destin, Florida trip. I loved how Marlo kept saying, "This room's very boring," like Eva. So shady. And I wondered, like, do the producers purposely book rooms with, like, one shitty room? Which I'm totally fine with. But it seems like they always do it so one person gets the shitty room. And ultimately, it was, like, that new girl whose name, I think, is Tanya. I'm not willing to learn it for sure. But she ultimately got the worst one. The way that they chose was insanity. It was, like, the person on the card you get is the one choosing for you. Like, what the fuck? Who came up with that rule? I love you. If it was Nini, God bless. Like, no matter what it, who it was, I love how they did it. I want to see a whole episode of them choosing rooms. Give me more of that. More room choosing. Then it's revealed Eva had a bachelorette party, and she didn't invite any of them. She invited Portia. She didn't invite Nini, which is weird, because Nini's supposed to be in the wedding. And then it's like, the big meat of this episode was like, are Eva and Nini close? And it's like, I don't know if we really care. I don't think we know Eva enough to really care about that. You know what I mean? I don't know. And then the last thing of note of the episode was, like, everyone's talking about Shamari's awful, you know, style and clothing. And Shamari said in her confessional, I'll never forget this, I'm etching it on a pillow. She said, this was Shamari in regards to Marlo giving her fashion advice. Shamari said about Marlo, "I don't take fashion advice from someone who looked like they the main character in Pirate of the Caribbeans." And that's The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, look, not a lot happened, but I was enjoying it. I love seeing the hot dog situation. I like the bus ride. I like the choosing of rooms. I would have liked if they just did a whole episode of them choosing rooms. That's what I wanted. I feel like we could have gotten more drama. With that, I have to leave you. I love you. Let's take a chance to do our little cool down. So we've been doing these at the end of our episodes. So everyone take a deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out. Take a deep breath in. Now think of your BFF, your best friend, your bestie. Breathe out. Now I want you to reach out to your bestie today. Normally I say, like, throughout the week. I would really love it if you reach out to your bestie right now and just tell them you love them. Tell them you're glad that they're your BFF. Because a bestie, I would like to tell that to my best friend, Jill. I love her. Hopefully I'm going to see her over the holiday. And so I'm going to text her right now. I mean, I usually text her every 5 minutes anyway, but reach out to your bestie. I love you guys so much for listening. And talk soon. Bye-bye.